You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming. You're listening to HuntertonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Recognize that I have plenty of energy. You know, operating on people for 10, 12, sometimes greater than 20 hours at a time, making critical decisions after many hours of intense work. But I have also spent decades in the business world, the corporate world.
This is USA Headline News.
Right now at the Home Depot, save 20% when you buy one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles. So, let's raise the roof and lower the cost with bulk pricing on top-of-the-line GAF shingles, including Timberline, America's favorite shingle. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Save 20% on one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 30th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Miss America has some opinions on the Deflategate scandal. During last night's competition, Miss Georgia Betty Cantrell was asked if New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady had cheated.
That's a really good question. I'm not sure. I think I'd have to be there to see the ball and feel it and make sure it was deflated or not deflated. But if there was question there, then yes, I think he cheated. If there was any question to be had, I think that he definitely cheated and that he should have been suspended.
The judges must have liked Cantrell's answer, along with her others. She earned the crown over first runner-up Miss Mississippi Hannah Roberts and second runner-up Miss Colorado Kelly Johnson. It's common for women to feel anxious about the thought of getting a mammogram. New York breast surgeon Dr. Adora Fu says 9 out of 10 women feel that way.
Mammogram anxiety is very real. Most women feel, well, what if they find something? And then other women feel, what if we can't find something?
Dr. Fu says some women also complain that it hurts and delay getting mammograms because of that. She says she sometimes prescribes an anti-anxiety pill before the breast screening test and recommends taking an over-the-counter pain reliever an hour afterward.
Don't book the mammograms a week coming up to your period, because then you're hormonally very active, and most women have a degree of breast pain and breast swelling and breast tenderness anyways at that point.
Dr. Fu says it's important to talk with your doctor about your fears, because early detection of breast cancer saves lives.
I don't want to find anything either, but I know how important it is, because early detection really saves lives.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, financial advisor at Patton Hyde & Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde & Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
All right, it is 8:06, time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. We're at 57 degrees right now in Flemington. It is clear, calm, no precipitation in the forecast. Today is Monday, and it's September 14th. September has arrived. Plentiful sunshine, but a high of only 76. Winds west-northwest to 10 to 20 miles an hour. A clear sky tonight, and a low around 50. Winds west at 5 to 10 miles an hour, and sunny and a high of 83. For tomorrow, winds light and variable. On Wednesday, sun and a few passing clouds, 86. Thursday, mainly sunny and a high of 85. Generally sunny on Friday the 18th, despite a few afternoon clouds, 86. And mostly sunny on Saturday, a high of 85. Not too bad for the middle of September. Temperatures in our area, 57 right now in Lebanon, 60 over in Branchburg and Reddington, 57 in Flemington, 56 in Ringos, and 55 in Alexandria. Good morning, Hunterdon. Ton Chamber Radio weather. Coming live from the 100 Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. My job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by Chamber of Commerce. All about Hunterdon County, New Jersey. A little Elvis Presley this morning, Big Boss Man. Why? Well, want to have some fun and be productive and not so productive at the same time? What am I talking about? Well, today is Boss Employee Exchange Day. It's kind of like put your employee to work day in your stead and you switch with him or her. And gives everybody a look at the other side. Everybody thinks that they can do the job better than the other person. Until you're sitting in their shoes and sitting in their seat, let's find out. So, gives a great perspective, gives a little bit more awareness, a little worldliness, and might be kind of fun. A little big morale booster. So it's Boss Employee Exchange Day. Give it a look. Give it a try. It is 10 after.
You're listening to HunterdonChamberRadio.com, sponsored by the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. Our studios are located in the CenturyLink building at 14 Mine Street, Flemington, New Jersey. The content and views of our hosts do not necessarily reflect the views of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce. To contact our station, call 908-782-7115 or email onair@hunterdon-chamber.org. Thank you to our sponsors and underwriters. Please remember to support them and buy Hunterdon, buy local. Visit www.hunterdonchamberradio.com for a complete listing of our programming.
Nice that I have plenty of energy, you know, operating on people for 10, 12, sometimes greater than 20 hours at a time, making critical decisions after many hours of intense work. But I have also spent decades in the business world, the corporate world.
This is USA Headline News.
Right now at the Home Depot, save 20% when you buy one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles. So, let's raise the roof and lower the cost with bulk pricing on top-of-the-line GAF shingles, including Timberline, America's favorite shingle. This is worth shouting from the rooftops. Let's do this. Save 20% on one or more pallets of in-stock GAF shingles at the Home Depot. More saving, more doing. Valid through September 30th, U.S. only. See store for details.
Miss America has some opinions on the Deflategate scandal. During last night's competition, Miss Georgia Betty Cantrell was asked if New England Patriots quarterback Tom Brady had cheated.
That's a really good question. I'm not sure. I think I'd have to be there to see the ball and feel it and make sure it was deflated or not deflated. But if there was question there, then yes, I think he cheated. If there was any question to be had, I think that he definitely cheated and that he should have been suspended.
The judges must have liked Cantrell's answer along with her others. She earned the crown over first runner-up Miss Mississippi Hannah Roberts and second runner-up Miss Colorado Kelly Johnson. It's common for women to feel anxious about the thought of getting a mammogram. New York breast surgeon Dr. Adora Fu says 9 out of 10 women feel that way.
Mammogram anxiety is very real. Most women feel, well, what if they find something? And then other women feel, what if we can't find something?
Dr. Fu says some women also complain that it hurts and delay getting mammograms because of that. She says she sometimes prescribes an anti-anxiety pill before the breast screening test and recommends taking an over-the-counter pain reliever an hour afterward.
Don't book the mammograms a week coming up to your period because then you're hormonally very active and most women have a degree of breast pain and breast swelling and breast tenderness anyway at that point.
Dr. Fu says it's important to talk with your doctor about your fears because early detection of breast cancer saves lives.
I don't want to find anything either, but I know how important it is because early detection really saves lives.
I'm Ron Taylor, and you're listening to USA Headline News.
This is Jeannie Aversa, CRPC, Financial Advisor at Patton Hyde Associates. Do you have questions about your retirement, like will your money last throughout your lifetime? Will you have enough to live the life you want? And when will you be able to retire? If so, you're not alone. As a financial advisory practice of Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., Patton Hyde Associates can help you find the answers with the exclusive Confident Retirement Approach. We'll work with you one-to-one to understand your goals and discuss the four key areas of retirement, including covering your essentials, lifestyle, protection, and legacy needs. From there, we'll work together to develop a retirement roadmap with clear steps you can take to help you retire on your terms. Call Patton Hyde & Associates today at 908-713-6600. Office is located at 1318 Route 31 North, Annandale, New Jersey. The Confident Retirement Approach is not a guarantee of future financial results. Investment advisory products and services are made available through Ameriprise Financial Services, Inc., a registered investment advisor.
All right, it is 8:06, time for 100 Chamber Radio weather. We're at 57 degrees right now in Flemington. It is clear, calm, no precipitation in the forecast. Today is Monday, and it's September 14th. September has arrived. Plentiful sunshine, but a high of only 76. Winds west-northwest to 10 to 20 miles an hour. A clear sky tonight, and a low around 50. Winds west at 5 to 10 miles an hour and sunny and a high of 83. For tomorrow, winds light and variable. On Wednesday, sun and a few passing clouds, 86. Thursday, mainly sunny and a high of 85. Generally sunny on Friday the 18th, despite a few afternoon clouds, 86. And mostly sunny on Saturday, a high of 85. Not too bad for the middle of September. Temperatures in our area, 57 right now in Lebanon, 60 over in Branchburg and Reddington, 57 in Flemington, 56 in Ringgoes, and 55 in Alexandria. Good morning, Hunterdon. Ton Chamber Radio weather.
Big boss man, me when I call? Can't you hear me when I call? Well, you ain't so big. You know you're just tall, that's all.
Well, good morning, Hunter and Big C. You're coming live from the Hunter Chamber of Commerce offices in Flemington, New Jersey. We're just down the street from the old courthouse, the Union Hotel, the famous Lindbergh trial. My job to get you out and about in your day, going to work, going to school, running errands. You need to be on the internet, though, because we're over the wire. We're not over the air. We're the only 24-hour talk internet radio station in the nation, produced by Chamber of Commerce. All about Huntington County, New Jersey. Well, a little Elvis Presley this morning, Big Boss Man. Why? Well, want to have some fun and be productive and not so productive at the same time? What am I talking about? Well, today is Boss Employee Exchange Day. It's kind of like put your employee to work day in your stead and you switch with him or her. And it gives everybody a look at the other side. Everybody thinks that they can do the job better than the other person. Until you're sitting in their shoes and sitting in their seat, let's find out. So, gives a great perspective, gives a little bit more awareness, a little worldliness, and might be kind of fun. A little big morale booster. So it's Boss Employee Exchange Day. Give it a look. Give it a try. It is 10 after 8. Let's find out what's going on with our Huntington County traffic. So it's HRTTMA.com that gives me my alerts. You can get them too. Just register with them and you'll get the emails on your smartphone or wherever you like. You can also follow them on Twitter. And you can get those alerts as well. Let us see what's going on out there. We have an incident on 78 in Clinton. Delays eastbound, exit 20, and again at exit 24. That's County Route 523. In Tewksbury, delays due to volume. Same old, right? We're in the second week of back to work after school started. Let's drive safe, sound, and smart. Good morning, Hunter and Hunt Chamber Radio Traffic. What is on HuntChamberRadio.com's schedule for today? Well, I'm on till 10. We'll have Michelle Heidi back at 8:30. Talk to her and find out what's going on with the markets this week. We are still waiting for the Fed. And until the Fed gives us a definitive answer, I think we're just going to keep doing the ups, downs, up, downs. At 8:40, it's Al War, Business with Al, and I can't wait to ask him if he's ever exchanged places with an employee. That's going to be an interesting answer, I believe. At 10 o'clock, it's the Rotary Hour with Megan Jones-Holt, and they talk all about being a Rotarian, community service, and all that is to make your area, your community better. Chef Bill is in at 11. He does the Chef Bill's Table, and he brings his expertise as the executive chef of Jake's and also as a participant over and a faculty member over at the Huntington County Polytech. In the Aisles with Sue is Sue's out this week, and so we'll be rewinding a show from a few weeks ago, talking all about the healthy foods in the aisles and how to cook them better. Larry Cartwright is on at 3 to 4, and he is Mental Health Matters, and he brings his expertise about helping people with mental illness and brain injuries. And you'll catch a article in the second half of this show where we'll talk about NAMI of NJ, who had some criticism for a board of directors, a school board, and how they handle mental health. So make sure you pay attention to that, and I wonder if Larry will bring some of that up during Mental Health Matters. Huntington Medical Center on the Air is on from 3 to 4, talking about the people, programs, and the services that are going on over at the Huntington Medical Center. There's always new and inventive things that are happening, very innovative over there. 4 to 5 is Georgine Trinkle. She comes on hot and hunting and talking all about the current topics that are making the headlines in Hunterdon County. And then Ruth Ann's Celebration Hour. Ruth Ann had, it's a nice problem to have. Ruth Ann had a scheduling conflict, and she was supposed to have Jaeger Soprano on, who was a really interesting music duo that I've had on my show a couple months ago. And but Ruth Ann had a scheduling conflict with them, and a previous scheduling conflict happened when Ruth Ann was trying to have somebody come over from across the pond. So she's postponed the Jaeger Soprano, but she's got Terry Shanks coming on in via Skype. And Terry is from the Great Britain, United Kingdom, and she'll be on this Monday, this morning, this afternoon, 5 to 6, for a lovely time. And she says, grab a cup of tea to just kind of emulate listening to somebody about the world of Great Britain and the United Kingdom and all that has to be celebrated over there. So a little international perspective. That is the entire Hunter Chamber to come to line up. It's all there in the Hunter Chamber to come website, mobile website, Google Play and App Store apps, our LinkedIn subgroup, our Facebook page, and our Twitter handle, Hunter Radio. All the ways to listen to, learn about, interact with HuntingChamberRadio.com. We are going to take a quick break. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunting in just a moment. While I'm at that break, why don't you find out who you'd like to exchange places with? We'll be right back.
Big boss man, can't you hear me when I call? Big boss man, can't you hear me when I call?
What can you do as a member of Rotary? You can eradicate polio. You can promote peace. You can feed the hungry. You can help children do better in school. Because Rotary believes that by working together, you can do anything. This is District Governor Megan Jones-Holt. Learn more about Rotary and join me every Monday at 11 a.m. on the Rotary Hour, the show that is dedicated to answering the ultimate question of what Rotary is. Find us on the web at rotarynj.org. Rotary, humanity in motion.
Rab Coins of Flemington, New Jersey has been in business for over 37 years. We are highly competitive buyers of gold, silver, and platinum coins, jewelry, and scrap metals, and have recently been named the exclusive gold buyer for Diamond Nation and HealthQuest. We also provide professional appraisal, sales, and liquidation services for individuals, law firms, estate trustees, and bank trust departments in New Jersey and Philadelphia. Products and services include gold and silver, American and foreign coins, certified rare date and modern coins, numismatic supplies and books, gold, silver, and platinum bullion, paper currency, United States proof, and mint sets, including current issues. From junior collector to the experienced investor, Rab Coins has been for numismatists since 1974. Founder and owner, Randy Block, an expert numismatist, has been an active member of the coin industry for over 45 years. Visit us at 56 Main Street in historic downtown Flemington or call toll-free 1-800-819-9875.
Let Stowaway Self-Storage be your local moving and storage solution. With three great locations in Hunterdon County, Stowaway is conveniently located in Flemington, White House, and Lebanon. Stowaway Self-Storage offers sizes from 5x5 to 50x50, discounted packing supplies, and U-Haul rentals on site. Affordable monthly rentals for your personal and business use, let Stowaway help you park your car in the garage again or store those old records that you need to keep. Visit us at stowawayselfstorage.com and mention this ad to receive 50% off your first month's rent. Hey, this is Big C of Good Morning Hunterdon on HuntingChamberRadio.com. Like what you hear on Hunterdon Chamber Radio? Now you can take it with you. Download our Hunterdon Chamber Radio app from iTunes and Google Play Store now. Get schedules, station information, listen live, or to the latest podcasts. Everything in the palm of your hand. or in your car during your commute. Get the HuntingtonChamberRadio.com app today. There's a blast from the past, from the 1970s and 80s. Little Sticks, helping me go to brownlax.com. Celebrations and verses for the week and the day. Suicide Prevention Week is finishing up tomorrow, but something we should always be keeping an eye on. Child Passenger Safety Week. A lot of people aren't familiar with all the laws, and I know the prosecutor Kearns makes a point of having some stops to help people understand that. National Assisted Living Week. Tish Green helps people with that on Boomer's World on Fridays. National Environmental Services Week. National Truck Driver Appreciation Week. I appreciate the truck drivers who aren't trying to run us over and respectful on the road. International Housekeepers Week. It's Balance Awareness Week, something we always have to do. Too much work, too much play, too much anything is not balance. Dating and Life Coach Recognition Week. Health Information and Technology Week. Got the Hunter Medical Center on the air this week. It's Line Dance Week. It is National Love Your Files Week. It's National Postdoc Appreciation Week. National Staffing Employee Week. And for today, we already told you it's National Boss Employee Exchange Day. It's National Cream Filled Donut Day. How can you pass something like that up? It's Rosh Hashanah, and it's World Maritime Day. Celebrations and observances for the week and the day from BrownieLocks.com and Little Sticks Sailing On. Pick something and get involved. When we're getting to the good part, huh? All right, vitamin C comes from NJ.com, and follow up to last week's mystery. What happens to a 100-pound tortoise? Well, Sally Graziano reported that Sully is home, and he wandered off a mile. So Sully is a 100-pound tortoise who's been missing since Labor Day weekend and is back in his home, much to the relief of his owner, Laura Rurig. Quote, "We were just about ready to go out looking for him again at 4 today when we got the call he'd been found," said Dan Van Fossum, the chief of Pattenburg Volunteer Fire Company. Van Fossum and his search and rescue team that includes a German shepherd named Timmy searched for Sully for several hours Thursday afternoon without success. It turns out that Sully had gotten farther than anyone had figured. A motorist spotted the tortoise at the side of Frontage Road near Foster Wheeler. He'd heard people were looking for the tortoise, so he called the state police, and they knew we were looking for him, so they called our dispatcher, Van Fossum said earlier this evening. Laura met us over there, and she was crying. She was so happy, Van Fossum said. She figured after 5 days she wouldn't be getting him back. Sully was in good shape, Van Fossum said. He wasn't hurt at all. He said they figure Sully traveled more than a mile. Rurig said Sully eats grass, hay, dried leaves, and the like, so he wasn't starving. He was pretty hungry when he got back, though. He doesn't like that other stuff as much as lettuce. Sully seemed pretty tired and relieved when he was home, Rurig added. It's been a long week for her. On Saturday evening, she brought supplies for reinforced Sully's backyard enclosure. On Sunday morning, he was there, and when I went to church and when I got back, he was gone, she said. Until that enclosure gets repaired, Sully won't be using it, she added. He's locked up for now, she said. He's in timeout. So how far does a tortoise travel? Well, we just got a great rendition of it. A mile. Unbelievable. Wonder why Sully was one. It's like a new riddle. Why was Sully running away from home? Who knows? We'll never be able to answer that question. But the mystery is solved, and Sully's back, and Laura is happy too. So it's great news and brings a smile to your face, because it's amazing when that is our biggest concern in Hunterdon County, isn't it? It's time for some celebrity birthdays.
We sing happy birthday to you, and may all your dreams come true.
Happy, happy birthday.
The old disc jockey almanac has our birthdays for today, September 14th. Emma Kenney is 16 today from Shameless. From Downton Abbey, Jessica Brown Finley is 26. The Butterfly Effect, Jesse James is 26. Model actress in All My Children, Shannon Kane is 29. The Last Word, A.J. Trouth, is 29. Model TV personality, The Only Way is Essex, Jessica Wright, is 30. Lizzie McGuire, Adam Lamberg, is 31. Kristen Renton is 33, actress in Days of Our Lives. Pussycat Dolls dancer, singer, Ashley Roberts, is 34. Television chef from the kitchen, Katie Lee, 34. From Greek, Dilshad Vedsaria is 38. Beauty and the Beast, Austin Basis, is 39. The Walking Dead, Andrew Lincoln, 42. Rapper Nas is 42. According to Jim, Kimberly Williams Paisley is 44. Magnolia, Pat Healy's 44. Producer, director for Better or Worse, Tyler Perry is 46. Veronica's Closet, Dan Cortese is 48. The Young and the Restless, Michelle Stafford's 50. Russian Prime Minister Dmitry Medvedev is 50 today. Murphy Brown and Hope and Faith, Faith Ford is 51. The Fighter and Prisoners, Melissa Leo is 55. Calum Keith Rennie is 55 from The Butterfly Effect. Dallas and The Legend of Zorro, Mary Crosby is 56. One Life to Live, Haviland Morris, 56. Singer of All I Have and songwriter, The Kiss, Beth Nielsen Chapman, is 59. Face Off and The Dark Knight Rises, Robert Wisdom, is 62. Film director of Pretty in Pink, Howard Deutsch, is 65. Leonard Skinner and Strawberry Alarm Clock guitarist, Ed King, is 66 today. Jurassic Park, Sam Neill, is 68. Shana-na leader and TV game show host, John Bowser Bauman, is 68. Dancer and singer, Joey Heatherden, is 71. Larry Brown is 75. Basketball Hall of Famer. Actor and original Star Trek series, Walter Koenig, is 79. And actress in Extremely Loud and Incredibly Close, Zoe Caldwell, 82 today. Those are celebrity birthdays. If you'd like to get your birthday celebration or anniversary on the air, email me at goodmorning@huntchamber.com, and we'll get it on the show to celebrate. There's Incense and Peppermint. We'll be right back with more of Good Morning Hunter in just a few minutes.
Yeah. up by the one side, the least you can do. Beatniks and politics, nothing is new. A yardstick for lunatics, one point of view.
USA Headline News, I'm Ron Taylor. Shattered windows and teenagers behind bars, but there's still no major break in the case of the freeway shootings in Arizona. Three teens using slingshots are believed to be behind two shattered windows on surface streets in the East Valley. DPS Director Colonel Frank Milstead urged the public to remain vigilant.
It was solved so rapidly because of a witness in a car that got a license plate.
Meanwhile, a 19-year-old man arrested last week remains a person of interest in the freeway shootings. A fan was seriously injured after falling from the stands during Sunday's Denver Broncos game against the Baltimore Ravens at Sports Authority Field at Mile High. According to the Denver Post, the fan fell about 15 feet over a railing. The Denver police has said the 42-year-old man was in critical condition. Officials don't believe foul play was a factor. A salmonella outbreak is hitting at least 17 Chipotle Mexican Grill restaurants in Minnesota. Reports say at least 45 people have been sickened, and there's no word yet on what caused the outbreak. Authorities in western Kentucky are searching for a suspect who shot and killed a Kentucky State Police trooper. Authorities are calling it a very serious situation. This is USA Headline News.
Fall flooring season is on, and the Lumber Liquidators flooring experts can help you find the best deals on the hottest looks in flooring. Right now, we've got incredible deals on easy-to-install laminate engineered floors and more, like our thickest, beautiful acacia laminate for only 99 cents. Or get 10% off Schoen engineered pre-finished hardwood floors, plus Morningstar natural strand bamboo for only $2.69. Or get gorgeous, solid, hand-scraped mahogany hardwood at 27% off, with more amazing deals in your store. And 12-month special financing. Sales going on now. Visit LumberLiquidators.com. Find a store near you.
Your local pharmacist is also a Health Mart pharmacist, and they're not like other pharmacists.
After Mom's surgery, I was overwhelmed, but I was so relieved. Her Health Mart pharmacist was there to help. They explained her medication and even delivered to her house. Mom got the personal service she needed, and I got something even better. Peace of mind.
Visit HealthMart.com to find a locally owned Health Mart pharmacy near you. Health Mart, caring for you and about you.
The closest Republican presidential candidate behind Donald Trump is differentiating himself from the frontrunner by apologizing.
I don't think I'd have any trouble at all doing that. But when you do something that's inappropriate, I think it's appropriate to apologize for it.
On ABC's This Week, Dr. Ben Carson said he shouldn't have questioned the billionaire's religious convictions. He also defended himself against Trump's criticism that he's too nice to win the presidency and lacks the business understanding needed for tough negotiations. Carson said he doesn't see a problem with being nice and noted that he's been on corporate boards of Kellogg's, Costco, and a biotech company. Last week, Trump joked on The Tonight Show that he would apologize for things, but only if he's ever wrong about something.
I recognize that I have plenty of energy. You know, operating on people for 10, 12, sometimes greater than 20 hours at a time, making critical decisions after many hours of intense work. But I have also spent decades in the business world, the corporate world.
This is USA Headline News.
It's 8:32, time for Chamber Radio weather. Right now in Flemington, it is 58 degrees. Clear skies, calm winds, no precipitation in the forecast. Today is Monday. It's September 14th. Plentiful sunshine and a high of 76 today. Winds west-northwest at 5 to 10 miles an hour. Clear skies and a low near 50. Winds west at 5 to 10. That's for tonight. Mainly sunny and a high of 83 for tomorrow. Sun and a few passing clouds on Wednesday with a high of 86. Sunny skies, 86 on Thursday. Sunny along with a few afternoon clouds and a high of 86 on Friday. Saturday, generally sunny, 85. Beautiful weather for the next couple of days. 60 right now in White House Station, 58 in the town of Clinton, 57 at the county complex, 56 in Pittstown, 58 in Ringos, 56 in Lambertville. Good morning, Hunterdon. That is Hunter Chamber Radio weather. All right, we are reached out to Michelle, and either I missed a new memo or Michelle's phone isn't working. Probably I missed the memo. So we'll get you updated on the investments and the market. So here is what is going on and what has what happened and took place on Friday. The Dow was up 102 points on Friday. NASDAQ was up 26 and the S&P up 8. So S&P is at 1961, the Dow is at 16,433, and the NASDAQ is at 4,822, and all below those psychological levels that Michelle talks about all the time. Oil is down about a third of a percent. Yen is down about a quarter of a percent. Euro is down about a 15th of 100ths of a percent. Gold is up 15 100ths of a percent. The biggest movers on Friday were Kroger, supermarket chain, 5.75%, or a third percent. Newmont Mining is up 4.37%. EMC is up 2.89%. Essex Property Trust, so a little real estate in there, 2.85%. And Apartment Investment and Management up 2.55%. Losers were Consol Energy, down 5.15%. Murphy Oil, a consumer staple, down 5%. Transocean, the oil supplier, 3.91%. Helmerich and Payne was down 3.78%. And Hess Corp, down nearly 3%. Over the last 3 months, everybody is underwater, all the sectors, including consumer non-durables, is just under a 0.5% down over the last 3 months. Health services is down 1%, retail trade down 1.66%, consumer durables down 2.71%, and energy and minerals down 17.39% over the last 3 months. So it's been tumultuous, no doubt. So here is what's happening so far, the news that's hitting the markets. And like I said at the beginning of the show, we're going to be waiting to see what's going on with the Fed. So we're waiting. We're going to wait in water for the next couple of days. Might be going up and down as people try and, quote, figure out what is going on with the Fed. But here are the different things that we need to know about for today's markets. So the first one is, it says the stock market futures are pointing up, but that's really not the case because I just saw them and they're actually down. But the gains are muted of global markets as investors wait for this week's Federal Reserve. The European markets are narrowly firmer in early trading, and Asian markets ended mixed. Hong Kong and India advanced, but stocks in Japan and China fell back. Shares in ARM Holdings, a British company that designs the chips that power iPhones and smartphones, are rising about 3% in London. China. Chinese markets took another tumble on Monday after the release of weak industrial production and investment data. Still, economists surveyed by CMoney do not expect growth to slow sharply this year. They estimate expansion of about close to 7% for 2015, very close to that official 7% target. The Shenzhen Index dropped 6.7% and the Shanghai Composite declined 2.7%. Fed countdown. Analysts and economists are eagerly awaiting the upcoming meeting of the Fed on Wednesday and Thursday. A decision on interest rates will come out Thursday and is sure to have an immediate impact on the markets. The decision itself is arguably more important for the markets than anything else we've seen so far, said Angus Campbell, senior analyst at FX Pro. And so we'll see. That's what we're waiting for. Quite honestly, it's become more of a subtle message than it is a actual move by the Fed, meaning somehow they needed to make this message as to raise the rates than it is to actually improve the economy. It's just a way of telling everybody that we're off the free money. So we'll see. Here's what's going on right now. The S&P is down 1.5. The NASDAQ is up a quarter of a percent, a quarter of a point, and the Dow is down 30. Big movers today. Vertex Pharmaceuticals is up 1.7 in futures. Apple is up 1.26. Analog Devices is up 1. Skyworks Solutions up 1%, and eBay up about 0.2%. Yahoo is down 2%. Carnival Corp down 1.25%. Netflix down 1%. Freeport McMoRan has been in this every day for the last 2 weeks, down 0.75%. And Helmerich and Payne down close to 0.75%. And Nikkei is down 1.63%. The Hang Seng is up about 0.25%. FTSE is down about 0.25%. And DAX is down about 0.25%. Light crude is down 0.43%. Natural gas, gold, and corn all up modestly. That is the investment update. And hopefully we can get Michelle Heide on in the near future. All right, we're going to take another quick break, and then I'm going to get Al War online, find out what Al is doing. Right after this, you're listening to Good Morning Hunter and HuntChamber.com.
Crown Trophy of Flemington, we have thousands of products for you to choose from. Whether you're looking for trophies, plaques, or corporate awards, Crown Trophy of Flemington is your one-stop shop. We feature acrylic and crystal awards and promotional products for any occasion. We build and engrave all awards right on site, and we're a leading supplier of varsity jackets for local sports teams. We provide quality customer service and great pricing. Crown Trophy of Flemington is conveniently located in the Staples Shopping Center in Flemington. Crown Trophy of Flemington, we're trophies and a whole lot more.
This is Chris Phelan, president of the Hunterdon County Chamber of Commerce, and I'd like to congratulate our Leadership Hunterdon Class of 2015 for all of their success and accomplishments. Amy Anderson, Jeannie Aversa, Joni Cafaro, Colleen Doerr, Carmel Gettings, Richard Hall, Michelle Cavanaugh, Elizabeth Lowe, Leslie Parica, and Dolores Van Pelt. They have truly accomplished much over these last 9 months. I encourage you to visit the Chamber's website, hunterdonchamber.org, and read their white paper. Their white paper will contribute greatly to the future economic growth here in Hunterdon County. Also, please feel free to visit the Hunterdon Chamber's YouTube page, and there you will see a great video encapsulating all of their accomplishments, all of their growth, and the continued success, the real impact of Leadership Hunterdon here in Hunterdon County.
All right, it's time to talk with Al. It's Business with Al, my good friend Al War, and he's on the phone, independent columnist of the Hunterdon County Democrat. Now, Al, let me ask you a question.
Okay.
Today is Boss Employee Exchange Day. It's not about gift giving. It's it's about trading places for a day to get to feel what it's like to be in the other person's shoes. Anything you've ever tried before, and what's your advice on that?
Well, I don't think I needed, when I was running my own businesses, I didn't need a day set aside for that. I think that happens all the time. You have to interact with your employees as a boss, mm-hmm. and vice versa. That's where the ideas and the creativity and the hard work comes into play.
Well, the theory on this is that the employee gets to be the boss for the day, and the boss gets to be the employee for the day.
Well, sounds like some academic dreamed this up. We're constantly confronted with new ideas mm-hmm. from various elites.
Right.
And some of them work, and most of them don't.
Right.
You know, we're all human beings, and employees have to be human beings, and bosses have to be human beings, and if we are, then we get along and get the work done.
And right there is the real crux of the issue, right? Because what they're basically saying is that there's a hard and fast line between those, that hierarchy, And they're asking people to trade places because of that hard and fast line. What you're suggesting, and I have another little diagram that I do with the folks that I work with, but what you're suggesting is that really everybody should be working together towards the same goal, and it doesn't really matter whether there's a boss or
all
an employee.
The time. Right. If you have a hard line between employees and bosses, you have a problem.
Right. That's right. That's exactly it. So here's my theory, because I've asked some folks that I work with what they think the hierarchy of a company structure is, and a lot of people give you the pyramid or the reverse pyramid, and I tell them it's a circle. And all I do is I say that my job, if they're working, theoretically, if they're working with me, and I hate that, or for me, I say they're working with me, all I'm doing is I'm taking away white noise so that they can do their work. I'm dealing with the outside world so that they're not distracted by that.
But you've just described a key element of leadership.
Right. So
all people can't be leaders. They're just it's just not going to happen. I suppose people are born that way, or maybe they grow into it. I don't know. But leadership means you carry an organization forward, and that means you have to have all your employees with you, and that means a lot of work, day by day.
That's right. That's right.
I don't understand setting aside a day to concentrate on this. Frankly, every day you concentrate.
Right.
On it.
Right. That's the funny part about having these little celebrations, because they become more distractions than they are appropriate focus, and it's something you should be doing every day, just like you said.
Yeah. It's sort of like take your kid to work day.
Right.
What are you doing? You're introducing him finally to what you do every day?
Right. It should have been happening a long time ago. Right.
Yeah, it should be a part of daily activities. Your kids have to know where you are and what you're doing and understand it, and that means take them to work occasionally.
Yep.
You don't have to have a day set aside. But maybe that reels in the people who don't think about it and don't do it.
Well, that's the trick, is jarring the people that don't get it, I guess.
Yeah, I suppose so.
All right, enough distraction on my part. Who did you visit with this week?
Well, I was talking about economic development,
which
is... you know, back in the end of April, John King, who's the director of Freeholders, made an announcement that they wanted to open up an Office of Economic Development.
Mm-hmm.
And this will be under Sue, I can't pronounce her last name, Diamara?
Mm-hmm.
D-Z-I-A-M-A-R-A. Anyway, in the Planning and Economic Development and Land Use Department. So I talked with her, and they're moving ahead. They had they're interviewing people now to be the point person for economic development for the county, and what they have done in the meantime, and last year they put together a comprehensive economic development strategy for the county.
Right.
And this is a 100-page document. You can go to 100ceds.com and read the whole thing. But basically, they want to have a comprehensive plan for the county for going forward for economic development.
Mm-hmm. Great.
Anyway, that's moving along apace. Mm-hmm. These things take a long time to get everybody on the same page and moving together. But, you know, economic development, every business that opens is part of economic development.
That's right.
The problem becomes very quickly, you could have every resident of Hunterdon County open a new business tomorrow, but all you're doing usually is just passing money around between the people in the county, in the area. Now today, with social media and the possibilities for marketing on the net, you can reach out far beyond the county line and attract money into the county that wouldn't be there otherwise. which contributes to the economic development of the area. Mm-hmm. The other thing is to actively recruit other companies to come into the county or to grow existing businesses beyond their present size, which adds more employees, provides more jobs, more taxes, and so forth. So it has the effect of attracting more capital into an area such as Hunterdon. Yep. Anyway, that's what they're about in the and what they're doing in the countywide.
Wow. I have a soapbox, a quick soapbox to get on, because I was talking about this last week.
Sure.
The issue that I've run into, and I've heard from many businesses, large and small, that and it happens in every county, but being that this county, Hunterdon County, is struggling to grow, is that municipalities do not look at themselves as a business. They simply look at themselves as a government entity.
Yeah, exactly.
And what happens is businesses try to open up, and they fill in their forms, they make their applications, and the government entity either accepts or rejects and simply throws the paper back and says, it's not right, do it again.
Yeah.
And it's completely backwards.
They don't participate in the process.
Right.
And you it has to be a participatory, as we talked about in the beginning. Bosses and employees have to work together.
Yes.
And municipalities and have to work together with the businesses that really supply the money that pays their salaries. I've never understood why they don't make that connection.
I know. And it's the same paradigm every place, and I'm hoping Hunterdon County can be more innovative. I just really hope they could.
It's everywhere. It's not just Hunterdon County. It's the state of New Jersey. It's the nation as a whole.
Yes.
Look at what's happening with the political process right now.
Yep.
Everybody is throwing out everybody who has anything to do with government because it simply is not working.
Yep.
And you know, people on the street, everyday Joes, understand that.
Yep.
It's just not working for me. So
it's not working for a lot of people. But I'm glad we see eye to eye on that one. I knew.
Well, yeah. It's the same type of thing. But when you want to grow a county, one of the ideas that I just threw into the column this week is the Merck Complex there in Reddington.
Mm-hmm.
You know, they moved or are moving.
Yep.
And there's a huge complex there, and one of the things that has been mentioned prominently, I might add, is to tear the place down. That is ridiculous. on its surface, it's ridiculous. You have a complex there that could turn into a place to attract small businesses in biotechnology or small computing firms or 3D printing firms. I mean, get on top of the technology curve here and attract high-end firms that are small and struggling. Maybe they need some help, I don't know.
Mm-hmm.
But turn that place into, that's a ready-made facility for something like that.
Yeah, you're right. There was a lot of talk in the news about 2 months ago that it was hush-hush, but they said that there was some talks about somebody coming in and taking it over, and it just disappeared. I haven't heard anything about it since.
Well, maybe it's quietly moving forward, or maybe it's been dropped.
Maybe. I don't know.
But I would view Merck leaving as an opportunity, not as something to pull us down. I know you're going to miss all those taxes. To even mention and it was mentioned in this comprehensive report, which I scanned. I didn't read the whole thing, but it was mentioned. The one possibility is to tear the place down. Well, then what?
Mm-hmm.
Are you going to plant lettuce?